What do we know about cross-resistance between ibrutinib and acalabrutinib in terms of patients that relapse following ibrutinib?
Right. So in contrast to the ability to change patients who come off ibrutinib for adverse events to acalabrutinib, we know that patients who develop the cysteine 481 mutation on ibrutinib will not respond to acalabrutinib. And in fact, ibrutinib has more activity against that mutation than acalabrutinib does. So a patient who's progressed on ibrutinib is not a candidate for switching to another covalent inhibitor. Those non-covalent inhibitors that are in phase 1 studies would be considered, and we are testing those in that patient population. But we expect that resistance is the same for ibrutinib and acalabrutinib.
And what do we know about dosing and schedule for the different BTK inhibitors? So acalabrutinib is given twice daily. Does that have any complications for older patients or with therapy discontinuation? Dr. Wyack?
I think on the trials, it doesn't appear to be a detriment to have the twice daily dosing with acalabrutinib. And of course, like on a clinical trial where somebody is giving you a pill diary and reminding you to take the drug all the time, I think that that's what you would expect. It remains to be seen what happens when that's translated out into the setting where people are being prescribed acalabrutinib more often outside of a clinical trial, whether compliance will be as good as it is with a once daily dose drug, and as well whether a lack of compliance with acalabrutinib is going to make a difference with efficacy, because we know that the BTK occupancy with only once daily dosing of acalabrutinib, as Dr. Brown showed, is not as high as with twice daily dosing, and especially if you're only doing 100 milligrams once a day, that's not going to have a lot of BTK occupancy.
So Dr. Brown, you have experience with using acalabrutinib outside of the clinical trial space. What's that been like for you in terms of clinical practice with patients and the dosing schedule?
Most of my patients generally tell me that they think they can take a drug twice a day. It's much better than three times a day because they're already usually taking some medicines morning and night. So I haven't really noticed a problem or concern about that with most of my patients. But it is obviously a potential concern for greater noncompliance.
Great. Well, an exciting discussion and lots of new therapies in the frontline setting and more things on the horizon. So